Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
You would please open your Bibles to John's Gospel, chapter 12. John chapter 12, we're beginning in verse 20. I'm continuing down through verse 36. This is God's Word. "Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. 'Sir,' they said, 'we would like to see Jesus.' Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. Jesus replied, 'The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No. It was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name.' Then a voice came from heaven, 'I have glorified it and will glorify it again.' The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, 'This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.' He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. The crowd spoke up, 'We have heard from the law that the Christ will remain forever. So how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?' Then Jesus told them, 'You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. The man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light.' When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them." May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Main point for today: following Jesus will always involve a cross. Following Jesus will always involve a cross. Only as we die to self do we enter eternal life. What's going on here? Some Greeks come wanting to meet Jesus. They've heard about him. Jesus is very famous at this point. There are thousands of people who are excited about Jesus, who want to be close to Jesus. Crowds follow him. People are looking for him. Some folks are out to kill him because so many people are becoming his followers. But sadly, a lot of those who are supposed followers haven't got a clue where he's going. He's on his way to the cross. And they don't accept that. The night that Jesus is arrested, they still haven't accepted that. After Jesus has risen from the dead, they are still having trouble believing what Jesus told them. And what Jesus told them included the fact that this is what the scriptures had foretold. What he is doing is what was promised. So, when these Greeks went up to worship at the feast, they believed in the God of Israel, and they'd heard about Jesus, and they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, we'd like to see Jesus. Isn't that great? But the fact of the matter is, the way Jesus responds, when they brought him, Philip went to tell Andrew, and Andrew and Philip, in turn, told Jesus. Jesus replied. Now, what do you expect Jesus to reply? They say, we want to see Jesus. His disciples come and say, there's some Greek fellows here, and they're saying they want to see you. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Okay, that sounds great. But the next statement is, I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls into the ground or falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. It seems like an odd follow-up. Okay? It's time for the Son of Man to be glorified. And it's going to involve death. Jesus is telling them over and over, and they're failing to get it, that he's about to die. He knows he's about to die. But that's not what they had in mind. If you and I are going to follow Jesus, it's going to involve saying goodbye to our old life. We can't hold on to what was. We can't be the people that we were. The people we were dead spiritually. The people we were and the lives we lived were not eternal life. They were eternal death. And Jesus calls us to new life. What did he say back in John 3? Unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. You can't just bring what you were and sanitize it. You have to be brand new. And only God can do that. But it's not both and. It's letting go of what was and entering into what God has ordained for us.
Hi, this is Jim Wood. I'm very grateful for the privilege of teaching God's Word now for over 40 years. I've seen firsthand the power of the gospel changing lives for eternity. My wife and I have been blessed with 7 children, 4 of them adopted. Each one is unique, but all of them are ours. In our travels to other countries, we've seen again and again that the human heart is the same everywhere. And everywhere we go, Jesus is the only one who can save. I hope that these broadcasts are an encouragement to you, and I want to ask you to take a few moments to encourage us. I want to ask you to do 3 things, in fact. First, please visit our website, pastorwood.org, and learn more about our work. Second, please pray for us that we will remain faithful and that God will continue to use us to spread His Word around the world. And finally, if the Lord prompts you to do so, please support us financially. We are depending on our listeners to stand with us, and we're praying for God to bless you.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
So Jesus says, just as a kernel of wheat has to fall to the ground and die in order for that new plant to come forth and produce many seeds. Verse 25, key verse, the man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. So does that mean I'm supposed to, oh, I hate my life? No, when Jesus says that in order to follow him, you've got to hate father and mother, does that mean you wish ill on them? No, it means there's no contest. We don't try and balance our love for our family of origin with our love for Jesus. There's no comparison. So are we just supposed to say to those people, I don't care anything about you? No, but the most loving, caring thing you can do for your biological family is to follow Jesus. Even if they don't get it. Even if they don't understand. Even if they try and dissuade you. Even if they tell you you're crazy. You have to decide. Do I really believe that Jesus is who he said? Do I really believe that he loves us, that he died for us, that he conquered death, and that only in him there is eternal life? If I really believe that, then even if the people I care about don't understand it, I'm going to be all in for Jesus. I'm going to follow him 100%. By comparison, I hate them. No comparison. You will never, ever help anybody by choosing them over Jesus. Never. You'll never make somebody else's situation better because you didn't wholeheartedly do what God says. Well, the same thing happens with your own life. It's not just hating father and mother, it's hating your life. What does that mean? It doesn't mean, look at this, my scrawny arms, spindly legs, it's awful to be old, I hate my life. That's not what it's talking about at all. That's just being a whiner. Hating your life doesn't mean that you're miserable. Hating your life means you don't try and hang on to what you got. Instead, you just hang on to Jesus. That's what it looks like. It's like nothing else compares. Anything other than Jesus that you prioritize, even on a level with Jesus, is going to take you down. Let it all go. Let it all go. Trust in Jesus. But Jesus says that's going to be expressed by him in the only way that we could be saved, which was for him to be lifted up. And what Jesus says is, he said this to signify the kind of death by which he would die. And even some of the people who heard him say it caught the drift of what he was talking about, because verse 34, the crowd spoke up, we have heard from the law that the Christ will remain forever. How can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? What are you saying here, Jesus? You talk about being glorified, and then you talk about being crucified? These do not go together. Yes, they do. Yes, indeed, they do. That's why the symbol chosen by so many Christians throughout the ages is the cross. The cross was the most terrifying picture of torture and death. But now it's a thing of beauty. People wear it as an ornament. Churches decorated it. You look in here, we have crosses on the top of every crossbeam. We have crosses in the design of the door. We have crosses all around the room on these panels on the side. Why? Because that's where our Savior defeated the enemy, paid for our sins, received the punishment that we deserved. And by his death, he overcame death. He overcame sin. He even overcame the prince of this world. Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Verse 27. Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Jesus came in order to die. This wasn't plan B. I guess we'll try and make the best of it. No, this is why he came. This is why it was essential that he be born of a virgin. Because he is the only sinless one in all of history. No one else. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every single one of us. None of us could die an atoning death. But Jesus came to die an atoning death. To take our place, to be the sacrifice, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But Jesus says, these Greeks want to see me? They need to know where I'm going. Jesus replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. And that's going to mean death. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. And my Father will honor the one who serves me. A voice came from heaven when Jesus prayed, Father, glorify your name. A voice came from heaven in verse 28. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. Crowd that was there heard it, said that it had thundered. They couldn't quite make out the words. Others said, well, I think an angel spoke to him. Jesus said the voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. Did you hear that? Now the prince of this world will be driven out. You read in the epistles what happened at the cross. Everything that stood against us was nailed to that cross. And the forces of darkness were defeated by the cross. By the cross. I never would have scripted it like that. I never would have said, I think what you ought to do is die a humiliating death. Let them strip you and beat you and spit on you and pull your beard out and put a crown of thorns on you and nail you to a cross. Yeah, that's the way to win. But that's the way he won. That's the way he saved us. And now he says, are you going to follow me? If you try to save your life, you'll lose it. But if you lay your life down, then you'll find eternal life in Jesus. The crowd didn't get it. It's not what they had in mind. How can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Jesus responded, you're going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light. before darkness overtakes you. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light. And then Jesus went away and hid himself. Right now, you're being given light. Right now, you're being given the truth. Right now, Jesus reaches out to you and invites you to come and walk in the light. Are you walking in the light, or are you still walking in the dark? Are you saying goodbye to the past and saying, thank God I don't have to keep on living that way? I want to follow Jesus. I want to do what he says. And I know it'll be costly, because he said it would. And he showed that it is. But I want to follow him no matter what it costs. That's not an option if you want to be a super Christian. That is a description of what it means to be a Christian. We don't earn our salvation by what we do. We receive salvation by embracing him. But Jesus said that'll cost you your life. And you see, there are a whole lot of people in churches every week who don't want that part. They just want to be forgiven. They don't want to change.
Well, you know, I mean, you may not know this about me, but I'm not perfect.
Wow! I don't know if I ever would have figured that out. Thank you so much for telling me. Of course we're not perfect, but we're not close. We all fall short of the glory of God. Some of us further than others, but not by comparison to him. Okay? If I compare myself to other people,
I'm a pretty good guy, at least on the outside.
If I compare myself to Jesus, horrifying. Our righteousness is as filthy rags in his sight. That's why when you discover who he is, you just cry out for mercy and ask him to change you. You don't say, well, look, you know, okay, I know I need to be forgiven, but can I still bring this stuff into heaven with me? No. No, you may not. If you come to my house, glad to receive you warmly. You want to bring in a bag of manure? The answer is no. Understand? I don't like the smell. If you and I are going to enter into the life of God, we have to lay everything down and just say, Lord, change me. Change me from the inside out. Make me the person you want me to be. I can't fix me, but I'm willing to let it all go. I'm pleading with you. Trust him. Trust him. While you have the light, walk in it. Walk in the light. That's what Jesus said. Please, do what he said. Father, we come to you this day deeply aware that we desperately need your grace. We have no good thing in our flesh to commend us to you. Have mercy upon us. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number. 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.